It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's,
a 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight,
to buzzer beaters,
Atkinson scores, 1.4 seconds left,
to champions,
for the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be at work, you could be driving to work, you could be at home, you could be relaxing, you could be making a trip, a quick one to the grocery store. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm glad that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. We got people listening all over North America. We got listeners in Maine, Massachusetts, Florida. We got people locked in Seattle. What's up, Portland? Hey, what's up, Sacramento? I'm going to talk about Sacramento in a minute. Hawaii, Alaska, Vancouver, both of them, San Diego. What's up, Houston, Texas? I love Houston. Hey, what's up, New Orleans? You close by? Mississippi, my neighbors in Alabama, just all over the damn place. Chicago, Cleveland, Colorado, Vegas. What's up, Vegas? I know them Uber drivers listening in Vegas. I hope them people in the back are tipping you good. Especially the ones that you picked up from the Aria Casino. They got money in that place, okay? Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's here with me. He's here with you. And we've had a busy night. By the time we get to tomorrow, depending on where you live, tomorrow may already be here. By the time we get to Thursday, the 2023 MLB season will be underway. And then so we can see how all of these new rules work. We can wait to see how long it takes before some manager or player absolutely loses his you-know-what because he feels the umpire screwed up the new rules, the pitch clock, the batter staying in the box, the shift. Look, people always find their way around things. Let's see who gets ticked off about it first. And let's see if Shohei Ohtani wins another MVP. Let's see how many home runs Judge hits. Let's see when Bryce Harper comes back. Hey, Shep, how many games is Mike Trout going to play this year?
Oh, man, hopefully more than half, for God's sakes.
Okay. I hope he has a good chiropractor. Let's wait and see there. And then also, I just mentioned the Sacramento Kings. Good for the Kings. They played some basketball tonight. The Sacramento Kings, they beat the Portland Trailblazers 120-80. What a shock, right? There's no Damian Lillard. He's watching from the sidelines like everybody else. And with this victory, the Kings have sealed a playoff berth, something that they have not done in 16 years. This is the longest stretch of any active North American professional sports team. And now here they are, back in the playoffs. The team that's been out the playoffs the longest now, congratulations to the New York Jets. There's a reason that they want Aaron Rodgers. A matter of fact, the Sacramento Kings, they like lighting beams and sending lights into the sky. Take a listen to the Kings' final call, courtesy of the Kings Radio Network.
We have only 12.8 seconds remaining, and Kings fans, we can see them in all areas of the arena. A lot of purple on their feet, chanting, "Light the beam." Well, in a matter of 5 seconds, it will be lit in Sacramento. The horn sounds, and for the first time in 17 years, 16 seasons of frustration, 16 years of wandering in the desert looking for that oasis, the Kings have finally found the sparkling waters, the palm trees. It's not a mirage. It's the real deal. Sacramento has clinched first-round home court advantage in the playoffs that will be starting in a couple of weeks.
He doesn't sound too excited now, does he? I mean, damn. Yeah, the Kings haven't been to the playoffs since 2006. It's quite some time. And good luck to them. This is early. I've been saying this for weeks and months. Congratulations. I'm happy and thrilled. The Kings are moving in a positive direction. We've seen the improvement from De'Aaron Fox. We see Sabonis paying off, coming over from the Pacers. Good for them. They got young pieces. This is a part of the process. Enjoy this season. Enjoy the playoffs. And go as far as you can go. I don't see them going to no damn title, but it's not necessary. What they've done is a success, and they should keep on building on it as much as they can and learn from the experience and keep building the team. They need to add some defenders. They need to add some depth. They need to add more veterans, I would say. And the Kings are certainly on their way. Congratulations. You're out of the category with the New York Jets. And no one wants to be in a category with the New York Jets. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Also, before we went to break, I did what I always do on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I gave you a new top six list, and we took a look at some of the top underdogs in sports because we're getting ready for the Final Four this upcoming Saturday. We're getting ready for the national championship on Monday. And so without further ado, here's my top six. At number six, I gave you Buster Douglas knocking out Tyson. At number five, I gave you the 2007 New York Giants beating those impossible New England Patriots. At number four, I gave you Kurt Warner, massive underdog, going from the grocery store, moving on to NFL MVP. At number three, I gave you 5'3", Muggsy Bowes. I still don't know how Muggsy Bowes played in the NBA. And he did it for almost 15 years. He had no business being out there. I told you last hour, he's tough as hell. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to his teammates. This is Del Curry. This is the great Alonzo Mourning. This is Glenn Rice talking about how great Muggsy Bowles was. This is a compilation from Retro Basketball on YouTube. Listen to this.
He wasn't worried about, you know, being the guy with the most points or being the star on the team or a guy in the paper. He just wanted to lead his team, to make sure he got the assist to help you score as easily as quickly as you could.
I remember him basically taking me under his wing and just telling him, like, young fella, all I want you to do is run. Don't let me beat you down the court. You know, and he was serious. He said, I'll find you. Just run.
Now, I owe a lot to Muggsy because Muggsy gave me an opportunity to go out there and get extra shots because if it wasn't for his pinpoint passes, probably would have been a little more of a struggle.
Yeah. I don't know how Muggsy Bowles did it. I had him at number three. At number two, it's a tie. I had Villanova in college. Speaking of March Madness, I had Villanova over Georgetown in 1985. And then you could also go to 1983. We can look at North Carolina State. We can look at them going over the Houston Cougars. And then at number one, it's the Miracle on Ice. The United States men's hockey team beating Russia in the 1980 Winter Olympics in New York. The Soviet Union at the time was just whooping everybody's ass in the Olympics when it came down to hockey. And we had a bunch of amateurs who just won it all for the United States of America. They knocked Russia out, and then they went to the final, and they beat Finland for the gold. If you missed the explanations, if you missed more of the statistics, if you missed more of the audio, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I gave you the full list last hour. Go ahead and take a listen. And so let's go ahead right now and get to the phone lines. We got a lot of people telling us about a lot of underdogs. If you know a team, if you know a player, share it. Please give me one only. We got a lot of callers here. Let's try to get on as many as possible. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. I was going to say what you've said, great minds think alike, the Miracle on Ice and Buster Douglas. But let's go with Ollie versus Leon Spinks, I guess. And real quick, everybody remember Agents of Inclusion, and everybody go for your dreams. Love you, JR. Love you, Shep. And everybody have a great night.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I got a free commercial. Yeah, go download and subscribe to Agents of Inclusion, please. Every week, a different Special Olympics athlete, we highlight them. Those are some real underdogs, okay? I can't wait for everybody. I mean, every Wednesday is a great episode. Man, we have an amazing athlete that we're speaking to next week. She is a poet. She is a writer. She's an author. And she's making a living out of telling people and proving people wrong about what she cannot do. And she was just a wonder to speak to. And we got new episodes dropping every Wednesday. Just, hey, if you care about me, do me a favor. And I don't ask for squat. And it's not for me. It's for other people. If you give a damn, just Google Agents of Inclusion wherever you listen to podcasts. And hit subscribe if you want to do a damn thing for me. Maybe you don't care. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 8. Wait a minute. Shep, did that say Alan from Florida?
Oh, yeah, he's still there, I believe.
Hey, Alan, I'm going to pick the phone line up. And before I pick the phone up, do me a favor. Just talk slowly. Don't tell me anything. Let's talk slow, okay? Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yes, sir. Nice so and easy. Does it. Okay.
I thought that you were driving from Florida back to Canada. What happened?
No. I'm going to be going on Friday morning. I'm in Wildwood, where the Turnpike and Interstate 75 meet. And I'm going to be driving home on Friday, and I'll be home probably late Sunday night. I'm going to take my time going home. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you'd
be back in Canada by now. I'm not trying to deport you out of the United States of America. I just thought you'd be gone by now.
Yep. Very shortly. I've been down here for 2 months now and had the time of my life. It was great.
Well, hey, so you can move here, right? No, you can't. No.
Yeah, because I'm a Canadian. If I was an American, I'd definitely move here for sure.
So, but this is what I said. Do you need like a sponsor or something? You need me to sponsor you?
No, I have to have an American. I have to have a green card or an American passport, and I can't get it because it's too late. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, I'll move to Canada, and then we could be together. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds great. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. What else is up?
The 1990 World Series, Oakland was 103-59, and Cincinnati was 91-71, 12 games difference. And this one really, really made Cinderella seem like a sad story. If I were to tell you at the outset of the World Series that Cincinnati is going to sweep them in four,
right,
you would have said, "What am I hearing you right? You mean the other way around, don't you? Oakland's going to win in four straight." And I said, I would have said no. And if I would have bet you, you would have said, okay, well, the Oakland's going to not only win at least one game, they're going to win the series. And the Bash Brothers, they were in their prime at their zenith. Chris Sable went 9-for-16 with two home runs.
The Drug Brothers?
Yeah. You want to call them that, sure. Yeah. And the Nasty Boys, Norm Charlton and Rob Dibble and Randy Myers, were they ever nasty? They didn't allow one single run in those four games. Billy Hatcher scored. He got seven consecutive hits that game. And Jose Rio won the MVP. He won game one and game four. He shut them out. So this was the upset of the century, and Cinderella was, was a sad story.
A clean sweep, and nobody had to unfortunately deal with a devastating earthquake. It's ironic that you brought that up, and one of our prior callers brought up the Twins. Hey, Alan. You drive safe, okay? Am I going to hear from you between now and Friday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll try. I'll listen. And when the opportunity presents itself, I'll give you a shout.
All right. Yeah, I want you to drive safe. And if you come to Atlanta, just say, are you coming through Atlanta?
Going right through Atlanta.
Oh, you don't want to say hi to me? No? It's okay.
Sure. Yep.
No, I'm not that important. No, just keep driving. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to look you up, and I'm very, very eager to meet you. One day we're going to meet. I mean, come
one day, not this weekend. Hey, Alan, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's always a good pleasure being on the line with you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, it always is. I like you, Alan. Okay, talk soon. Yeah, man, if you're going to drive through Atlanta, just don't go to what's that place, man? It's right down the block, down the road from the studio. What's the name of that place? That made me flip. Hey, Shep, you know I was flipping burgers in there one day for a promo?
Really? But for your YouTube channel or for CBS or for WFAN or?
Oh, no, V103.
Oh, that's right. You did that as well. That's right.
Yeah, flipping burgers. Oh.
I remember hearing you talk about Kobe on that.
Who, what?
I remember you hearing when you were talking about Kobe. That's what I remember you from there.
Kobe. Oh, yeah,
when
yeah,
you passed,
yeah. Yeah, I had to talk about Kobe.
Yeah.
I did that for NBA TV, too. Pat myself on the back.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, not the best of stories. You know, it's the worst stories. It doesn't matter if it's here on CBS or it's TV. The worst thing about this job is when you have to deliver news of a passing. It is the worst. But I digress. I don't want to get too dark here. There's a place. What is the name of this place? Man, what? I can't remember. I drive by it all the damn time, and people come from out of town, and they want to eat these burgers. Somebody back there is probably listening to the station right now. Oh, the Varsity. Oh, my God. Let me relax before I get in trouble. The Varsity is a great place. If you drive through Atlanta, go get Varsity Burgers. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, wow. The Sacramento Kings are going back to the playoffs. Kevin Durant returned. I'm going to give you an update on Kevin Durant on the other side of the break. And then this also reminds me, we missed my birthday here. Not my birthday, personal birthday. But we missed my JR Sport Brief birthday on CBS Sports Radio. I need to figure out what day that was. We'll talk about Kevin Durant and his return. We'll get to your calls. I'm going to investigate my first day ever here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller, love your show. You have a very, very good common sense and analytical way to how you put your stuff out there. Appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Sacramento Kings. Going back to the playoffs, something that they haven't known since, 2006? Good for them. Kevin Durant. Oh, my God. Kevin Durant played basketball tonight. He came back. His first home game with the Suns since being traded to the Nets. Oh, he's actually a human being. I've seen Kevin Durant have bad games. And tonight, in his return, he had a bad game. 16 points, 8 rebounds. Okay, that's pretty bad for Durant. He shot 5 of 18 from the field. That's bad. But then he did knock down a couple of threes at the end of the game. And so the Phoenix Suns, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 107-100. The Phoenix Suns are really just, they're trying to stay alive. They're trying to be a cohesive unit. They're not going to win anything if either one of Durant or Chris Paul or Devin Booker go down, they will be completely cooked. Hey, their head coach, Monty Williams, He talked about Kevin Durant coming back. He talked about his performance. Take a listen to this.
If you look at the shooting numbers, you're like, that's not Kevin. It's his first time, fourth time playing, and who knows how long. I mean, you guys would probably know. But I think the way he stayed with it, when he hit the three in the third quarter, like, that's Kevin. You know, he's not going to run from those types of shots.
Yeah. I ain't worried about Kevin Durant. All I'm worried about with Durant is his health. I mean, he went up for a layup in layup drills, and he just went up for a layup and just twisted his ankle on the way up. Freak accident, maybe, but all the best to Kevin Durant. I want to see this man playing all the damn time. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Brian. He's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I would have to go back to 2014 when the 14 seed Mercer Bears out of little old Macon, Georgia, beat the number 3 seed Duke Blue Devils.
I remember that. You know why I remember that? Because they were dancing after. Do you remember they were dancing after the game?
Yes, they were, and so was I.
You were? Well, I didn't tweet your dance. I tweeted out the dance when they were doing it. I forgot what the kid's name was, but he was just out there dancing. They were doing a nay-nay or something like that. I don't know.
I think I was dancing too because I'm a diehard Carolina fan. Every time Duke loses, I dance.
Okay. Well, where was North Carolina this year?
We wouldn't know where to be found.
Okay. Sorry about that. I appreciate you, Brian. Hey, Brian, you go to the varsity?
I haven't been in a while, but I do go.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. You like it? You like it better? I like Vortex. You like Vortex?
I like White Castle better than all of them.
Oh, man. Oh, Brian, man. I can't ask you about no food. I appreciate you, Brian.
All right, Jay. I'll take you. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's Mercer. Don't ask me what the dance was. People are going to message me. Hey, you don't remember what that dance
was? Nene, you got it right.
That was the Nene?
Kevin Canevery?
Who the hell was that?
The kid doing the Nene.
Where's he at now? Is he like at, let's Google him. What's his name?
Kevin Canevery?
How you, Kane as in K, like C or
yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, C-A-N-E.
Okay.
V-A-R-I.
V?
Yeah, Canevery. That's the kid doing the name.
You think that's how you pronounce it?
I'm pretty sure.
What do I got to do?
Let's be real.
Graduate assistant with North Carolina? Whoa.
Wow, moving his way up in the world. Graduate assistant.
Oh, my goodness.
Next, he's going to be assistant video coordinator.
He was a graduate. We're over here looking at this guy's resume. Oh, good for him. Shout out to all my folks in Raleigh with the Wolfpack. Yeah. Yep. He was a graduate assistant at Mercer University. He was also a color analyst for ESPN3. Okay. People are going to hit him up now and go, hey, man, they were talking about you on the radio.
He's a color. Come on now. I mean,
what?
This dude's a color analyst for ESPN? Man, they'll hire anybody. I mean, what's his claim to fame? Doing the nay-nay and all of a sudden he's got the qualifications to be an ESPN analyst because he wins one round in a tournament?
Nah, he went to school for this. Come on.
Okay, well.
He went to school for this. He went to school. What qualifications do I have to be here? None.
No, well, I mean, you have a lot of qualifications. I mean, if you build a channel on YouTube that has over 100,000 subscribers, and then on top of that, get the ratings you do in the number one media market in the world, you can talk about any sport however you see fit. You've earned that right. This kid does a nay-nay because he beats Duke for 1 year. Come on. And then he's an analyst at ESPN. I don't see Lehigh. I don't see them hiring Lehigh analysts at ESPN, and they beat Duke as well because he can do the nay-nay. He's an exception.
in a row? Maybe was he their leading scorer? I don't remember.
I could not tell you one fact about Mercer basketball outside of them beating Duke in 2014.
Hey, they're in a nice area here. The Atlanta campus is pretty nice. Anyway, speaking of us, Shep, I found out JR Sport Brief launched here on CBS Sports Radio on March 23rd in 2020. So what's today? What day did we start the show? The 29th? And so we missed it by 6 days. You missed it by about a week.
Okay.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Just a little bit.
No, I don't. I was curious. I was just mostly curious. And that's confirmation, Shep. That's only 3 years, bro. That's 3 years in a couple of days.
Congratulations, man. In all seriousness, time flies, JR. Does it feel like a 3 years you've been here, a full 3 years now? Does it feel longer? Does it feel shorter?
I don't know, man. It's just all time flies. Hey, I started during the pandemic. There was no damn sports going on.
JR, is it, you know, when you do what you do for a living, 5 days a week, I don't think people understand and appreciate how difficult it really is to do this night in and night out. But my question for you is this. Is it more fun than you even anticipated?
Did I anticipate fun?
Yeah.
I don't know. I try not to do things that aren't fun. Like, there's business and work involved in everything. But as an overall, I have always tried to have fun in everything that I do. And I think for the most part, I've been successful there. I mean, everything comes with its stresses. I mean, before I did radio or any of this or I pretty much still work for myself. And so there's always challenges and things that you have to do. But I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. And so if I didn't think that I would enjoy this, I'd never done it, man. So it's good. I enjoy it.
Well, congratulations, JR. Well deserved on 3 years, and you got another 30 years in you. So that's
30
my
years?
Yeah,
what?
That's my opinion. I mean, you could have more if you want. I don't know if you want to work 30 more years, but.
Hey, we'll say 30 years. No, don't think.
Well, listen, I mean, our boy Vin was doing it till his late 80s. I mean, Mr. Euchre just had his 89th birthday. He's still doing it. Hubie Brown's got to be 90 at this point. He's still doing it. So
Hubie Brown, when I see him on TV, I go, whoa, Hubie's still here? Good. And but I mean, damn.
He's great at it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 years, no thank you. But, hey, I'll take this and to say thank you to you. You make this so easy. You are awesome. You are terrific. You are awesome, not just as a producer, as a host, as a person, as a human. You do an excellent, excellent job. And you make this very, very easy. Thank you.
JR, honestly, man, it's my pleasure. You make this so much fun every single night. So you know
there
that.
There you go. Nah, you're awesome. I started the show off with another super producer in Stu Kovacs, and so thank you. I'm just saying thank you. Why not? Thank you so much to Stu. Thank you to you. Between the two of y'all, jackpot. Jackpot, 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 jackpot.
So, and so I want to give a big shout-out and thank you.
What is that?
To Stu Kovacs. Who's?
That's weird. When was that? From how old is that?
That was about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Why the hell is that in the system?
We have everything in the system, JR.
That's everything that I would need sometimes. These things don't exist. Yeah, that was the first show. Yeah, now Stu is the man. Love Stu. Love you. Y'all make coming to work very, 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 very easy. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? While we have him here. Hey, Peter Schwartz, we're talking about some of the biggest upsets that we have all witnessed in the world of sports. Is there, like, one upset that you've witnessed that has stood out to you?
I mean, you played it before. I mean, to me, in my lifetime, the United States beating the Soviets in the Olympics, I mean, I don't know how it gets bigger than that. I don't know if you threw this in there, but... Did you have Villanova beating Houston?
Oh yeah, I had that. I had that as a tie.
Yeah.
Along with Georgetown losing as well to Villanova. Yeah.
Yeah. Georgetown, Villanova. I meant, yeah, Houston, NC State. I meant Villanova. But I mean, to me, I can't think of anything bigger than the USA beating the Soviets. And you know what the thing was with that game? A couple of weeks before that game, they played an exhibition before the Olympics at Madison Square Garden, and the Soviets beat them 10-3.
Oh, my God. That's
so when they played in the Olympics, everyone was expecting the same thing, and they just figured out a way to beat them.
I compared it in a modern era and a modern time to, like, if the United States men's national team went to the World Cup and beat England, London, and Brazil, is it to win it all. Would you say that's equal, or am I off?
I think you're on the right path. I think the road, you know, some of the teams they beat at the Olympics before they got to the Soviets, I mean, they were, you know, they were really, really good teams, but the Soviets were just so far ahead of where everybody was that I don't think it was a shock when they tied Sweden 2-2 to open up the tournament. I don't think it became, you know, a shock when they beat Czechoslovakia during that tournament. When it got to the Soviets, and again, based on what they had done in that preseason game 2 weeks before, that became a monumental upset. You know, with USA soccer, you know, they've had some wins over other countries, but not on that kind of stage and not against, you know, another country's A team. So I think if they had to knock off all three of those countries in a row, you're talking about maybe three really, really unbelievable upsets. I just don't know if it gets bigger than the USA against the Soviets, because there's not anybody that thought that was possible except for Herb Brooks and maybe the 20 players in that locker room.
And they probably didn't even believe it themselves.
No.
Yeah. So
made for a great movie, too.
Yeah, so I got them here at number one. I think almost everything that I mentioned here has been made into some type of movie or documentary. Buster Douglas, the New York Giants. Kurt Warner just had a movie, I think it was last year, 2 years ago.
American Underdog.
What, for Kurt Warner, was that the name of it?
Yeah.
American Underdog?
Great movie.
It was a horrible movie.
Oh, I didn't see it.
First of all, there were a lot of factual mistakes in that movie.
Yeah, I got
a question. We don't have time to go into it, but there were... Kurt Warner's arena football background, they had a lot of mistakes in there.
Was this in the theaters, or was this like you watch it at home?
Yep, it was a big giant waste of money. It should have gone right to free TV.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, at least Kurt Warner's real story is a good one.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get more of your calls in before we roll.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've been talking about underdogs, and we have been talking about a lot of things. The baseball season starts tomorrow. NFL is trying to adjust some of its scheduling into the future. You know, Thursday night games, and trying to flex bad games out of the Thursday night spot. Kevin Durant returned tonight, had 16 points for the Suns, the Sacramento Kings. All going back to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. It's been a busy day. And then I gave you a top six list of underdogs. In a few minutes, I got to shut up and leave. And so I want to get your calls on. And I want to try to get on as many as possible. Please, get to the point right away. Hey, Shep, let's see if I said it in English. Shep, what did I just ask the callers to do?
I ramble as long as possible and don't let anyone else on.
Yeah, get to the point right away. 855-212-4CBS. Go ahead, name me an underdog. Joe's here from Massachusetts. Quickly, Joe.
Yeah, great show, guys. I got to go all the way back to Muhammad Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle against George Foreman. Muhammad Ali was always probably the favorite, but against that particular fight back then, and I'm sure you heard all the stories and the commentaries and you saw the movie, and Muhammad Ali used his wisdom and his speed, and he beat George Foreman, this big, huge guy, knockout artist. Great show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for calling from Massachusetts, the Rope-A-Dope. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Madison, Wisconsin, and talk to Christian. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jared. Thank you for taking my call. Here's our underdog story, soccer underdog story for you. Leicester City winning the Premier League in 2016. I think the odds for winning there were like 5,000 to 1. And, yeah, that's one of the best soccer underdog stories that I ever seen.
Where's Leicester City right now? Are they still in the Premier League, or they get relegated?
Yeah, Premier League, it's like clubs from England that's like top tier in England. So
no, I know what the Premier League was. I was asking if Leicester City were
they're still there. Like, okay. They were not doing good this season, but that season they were projected to like be relegated, but they end up winning it. So yeah, it was a really cool story.
Yeah, I don't follow it as much as I'd like to, but I'm familiar with the Premier League, man. I used to do some work with Chelsea, man. I've been out to Stamford Bridge. Come on, Christian.
Oh yeah, I got you.
I know some things. Appreciate you, man.
Yep. Have a good night.
No problem. Listen, I'll be back in London. Hey, Shuck, next week I'm doing a show from London.
It's amazing.
Why?
I mean, how often do people go to London?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never been to Europe.
No, we need to go.
I would love to go.
You'd love it.
Yes. It might rain a little bit, but I'd love it.
Nah, you don't worry about no stinking rain. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Don't worry about it. Hey, let's go to South Carolina and talk to Taylor. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Taylor?
Yes, sir. How are you? I'm calling in reference to, I'm speaking about your top six there. I'm glad you included Muggsy Bogues, because nobody gives that man his credit at his height. And in this era, you will never see that again. Also, I'm a 28-year Air Force veteran, and it was a sweet victory against Russia, but it wouldn't have mattered because we just wanted to win.
Okay.
And my all-time favorite as top six would be Muhammad and Ali with Sonny Liston in the first fight.
Okay. Yeah, he wasn't expected to win that one. Hey, Taylor, I appreciate your service, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy it. Thank you. Taylor probably in that good life in retirement. Why not? Norm is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I grew up on the south side of Pittsburgh in the 1950s and went to Forbes Field. I don't know if you believe this or not, but the Forbes Field was so huge, they parked a batting cage in center field.
Oh, well, damn.
Anyways, 1960, the Pirates beat the mighty New York Yankees in 7 games on a home run by Bill Mazeroski. That's got to be on the biggest upset that I'm aware of.
Yeah, as a gentleman from the Bronx, New York, I've heard about it and I try to ignore it. I appreciate you, Norm.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Appreciate you. No doubt about it. Yeah. I like Pittsburgh a lot, too. But up in New York, we don't talk about that. Beck is here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Beck?
How's it going? From Florida?
Yeah, that's you, right?
Yeah, I thought you said California. I didn't know if it was me.
Did I? Hey, Shep, did I say California or Florida?
You said California and then switched it quickly to Florida.
Yeah, wherever the hell you're from, you're live on the radio. What's up, Beck?
All right, shout out Liverpool. One of the things, a guy that I saw 99 high school my senior year that was a Gatorade Player of the Year that turned into be a World Series MVP. And if I knew about betting back then when
Josh Beckett.
The series, started, I said, this guy's good. If the Marlins are going to win, this guy's going to be the guy. And they took out the Yankees. I don't know if that's considered a big upset or not, but.
Josh Beckett?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. 03 Marlins Yankees.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. No, it is. I think, yeah, we can consider that there. Appreciate you, Beck.
All right. Have a good one, sir.
You as well, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Just. To everybody who beat the Yankees is the underdog, I guess, right? Doesn't matter what era or what decade. Hey, Shep, you got one of these underdogs?
No, JR, I forget the kid's name, but there is a one-armed basketball player. And
oh, the new one, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes, it's got to be him.
Yeah, I think he is from Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic.
The DRI, I believe. You're 100% right about that,
the
yes.
DR. Is he's playing in Texas or Louisiana or something like that?
I believe Texas. He's 6'6".
He's somewhere here in the South. Yeah, no, we've seen a lot of amazing feats. Hey, listen, folks.
Northwestern State, yeah, Hansel Emanuel. He's got to check off the box for the biggest underdog in sports right now.
Okay, yeah, he whooping ass, playing ball with one arm. God bless him. Listen, folks, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Baseball will have started. Let's see who has completely lost their mind. Let's see what's going on. If you miss us in the meantime, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We're on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can follow Shep, the Good Shepherd _. And, yeah, that's it. Hey, Shep, I got to leave now, right?
You don't have to leave. Unfortunately, we do have to turn your mic off.
Oh, that sucks. Amy's here, right?
Amy's the best, and she is, yes. She's ready.
Amy.
Chomping at the bit, yes.
She is? She's ready to go?
Oh, she's always ready. She's always fired up.
Amy is awesome. Everybody's in good hands. I'm going to shut up and leave now. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. Amy Lawrence, she's absolutely amazing. She is coming up next. Catch you guys tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool.